President Bush says the United States will help the people of Cuba realize the blessings of liberty.
I believe that the change from Fidel Castro ought to begin a period of a democratic transition. First step, of course, will be for people put in these prisons to be let out. I've met with some of the families of prisoners. It just breaks your heart to realize that people have been thrown in prison because they dared speak out.
After nearly half a century in power, Fidel Castro's decision to step down appears to open the way for his brother Raul, who's been acting president since the longtime leader's intestinal surgery 2 years ago. As power changes hands in Cuba, President Bush says some people will say U.S. policy should promote stability. But Mr. Bush says that would be a mistake because political prisoners would continue to rot in detention, and the human condition in many cases, he said, would remain pathetic.
Eventually, this transition ought to lead to free and fair elections, and I mean free and I mean fair, not these kind of staged elections that the Castro brothers try to foist off as being true democracy.
The president spoke in Rwanda on the third stop of a five-nation tour of Africa. At a press conference with Rwandan President Paul Kagame, Mr. Bush was asked what the Cuban leader's decision means for America. He said the question should be, what does it mean for Cubans?
They're the ones who suffered under Fidel Castro. They're the ones who were put in prison because of their beliefs. Now, they're the ones who have been denied their right to live in a free society.
A new National Assembly was elected in January and will meet for the first time Sunday to pick the governing council of state, which will now include a new president. Scott Stearns, VOA News with the President, Kigali.